Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Hello, we'll be reading from the book of Zohar, for all, portion of Vaetchanan. We'll continue with 184. You can find the book on kabbalahmita.info. There is no English translation for it yet. Also, you can ask a question through kab.tv.
And as usual, before the reading of Zohar, we need to unite in order to receive the light of the book of Zohar that will bestow onto our efforts of connection, we'll be able to reveal the hidden light there.
The day is still great. 184. The day is still great, meaning there still remains much of the day, and it is not time to gather the flock, water the sheep, and go pasture them. When Israel awakened with repentance before the Creator, due to the Torah, they will return to the Holy Land and come back from the exile. Of course, one day there will be an exile to Israel, and no more than that, the day of the Creator, which is 1,000 years, the fifth millennium. As it is written, He gave me that all day long. And if they do not return, then the Creator will say, the day is still great, it is not time to gather the flock without virtue and without good deeds. But one cure there is for you. Water the flocks, engage in Torah, so they are watered by the waters of the Torah, and go and pasture them. Go to the place of rest, to a good place, to your lot. 185. The day is still great. This is the day called a day of ruckus and defeat. On that day, the temple was ruined and Israel fell into exile. And due to the evil things that Israel do, that day extends and grows. As it is written, the day is still great. It is not time to gather the flock, because they extend that day of exile. Water the sheep with the words of Torah, because thanks to the Torah, Israel will come out of exile. 186. Israel say, we will not eat until all of the herds are gathered, until all of the upper days, the holy Sfirot, are gathered. And it is written, and roll the stone over the mouth of the well, and roll a harsh judgment, because on that day, it rules over the mouth of the well. Because of that, the well, the Malchut, is with us in exile. And when the well is revealed, that stone, the harsh judgment, will not rule over it. And immediately it's written, and they watered the sheep. 187. And the future is destined to return Israel to the Holy Land at the end of days and to gather them from the exile. The end of days, which is the end of the days, Malchut, the end of all the Sfirot, which are called days. And after all those days, Israel suffer exile. As it is written, they besieged you and all those things found you at the end of days. And it is written, and evil visited you at the end of days. The end of days, exactly, because that is the Knesset Israel, Malchut, in exile. And with that end of days, they receive punishment in the exile. And in that, the Creator will take vengeance upon Israel always, as it is written, that which that people will do to your people at the end of days. And wherever it's written, the end of days, it implies Malchut. And the Creator is destined to return her to her place, as it is written, and it were in the end of days, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be at the top of the mountains. And this is called day, the last day. Each sphira is called a day. 188. And when the shadow began to form at the beginning of the other day, after the fifth millennium, like when the temple was ruined, where the shadow was being gathered, as it is written, woe unto us, because the day is over and the shades of evening are coming. As it is written, as the ruin was when the shadows began to gather, so redemption will be when the shadow begins to depart, when it will be day and shadow, that is the end of the exile. And the measure of that shadow is 6 kmatzim and a half. Kmatzim is a measure which is called komets. And 6 kmatzim and a half is the measure of the magnitude of a person, a man among men, a middle one. And the remembrance of that matter is between the friends, as it is written, because we will not know, because the shadow is over the earth, because we will be circumcised in exile, and we do not know, because the shadow of his right is on the land. The Creator wants to give them that shadow, put it on the earth. All of the perfection comes from the force of the unity of the right line with the left, where the Malchut as well, which is drawn from the left line, mates with the Zampin, which is the right, and receives from it all the plenty and abundance for Israel. And so, all ruin comes from the side of separation, the separation of the left line from the right line, where Malchut separates from Zampin. And this separation is considered to be Shekhinah in exile. Also, it is known that the middle line cannot unite the right and the left, except when it diminishes the Garde Small by the power of the Masach de Chirik in it. And accordingly, we find that the left grows and parts from the right, and then it has the Gar as well. And this is regarded as day, where there is no shadow, because there is no diminution. And what is united, and when it is united with right, the masach of the middle line rules over it, which reduces its gal, so that it has only vak. And then the left line is considered to be day and shadow, because vak de chokhmah, which illuminates together with the chasadim in the right, are considered to be the day. And the aspect of the diminution of the gal in it is considered to be the shadow, the vanishing of the light. And therefore, when the iniquities of Israel caused the left line to overcome the right and to illuminate separately from the right, then the temple was ruined, Malchut. Because by the power of the separation of the left line, Malchut also separated from Zampin, which is the right. And it is regarded, then, that the shadow was gathered and passed from the world, because there is shadow in the left only when it is connected with the right, and when the lower ones repent and raise man to the middle line, so that it returns and unites the right line with the left, then redemption will come, and Shekhinah will come out of exile and return and mate with the Ampin. But then, the gal of the left line will vanish because of the power of the Masach de Chirik in the middle line. And it follows that day and shadow will serve in the left line. And this is what the Zohar says, that as the ruin was because of the revocation of the shadow, because there was a day without shadow, so redemption will only come if the shadow is returned and reconstituted, and they will serve together, day and shadow. And when the shadow is returned and remade, as it was going to pass away from the world at the time of the ruin of the temple, so the shadow will return and will be renewed at the beginning of the other day, which is the sixth millennium. And there will be day and shadow, and light from the side of Agde Chokhmah, the Chassadim, will serve, and the shadow from the side of the Garde Chokhmah, which are vanishing. And it is the end of the exile. And then the exile will begin to end, and redemption will begin, which is the unity of Zampin and Malchut. And it is known that the diminution of Gal comes from the power of the Masach de Chirik, which is mitigated with Bina, Miftecha, or Ki. Because then it is possible for Vak de Chokhmah and Chassadim to illuminate. Also, it is known that the Masach de Malchut, which is mitigated with Bina, does not illuminate with all 7 Sfirot Chagat Nehim of Malchut, but rather only 6.5 Sfirot. Because in Malchut of Malchut de Malchut, only 1/2 of a Sfirah illuminates through to the Chazeh, and from Chazeh and below it is lacking, because Miftecha is the aspect of the Tet Rishonot, the first nine Sefirot, and not the actual Malchut, and therefore it stops at the Chazeh of Malchut de Malchut. And the measure of that shadow is 6.5 Kmatzim, because the shadow, as it comes from Malchut de Miftecha, does not spread throughout the entire Parzuf de Malchut, but only through to the half of Malchut de Malchut. And it follows that it doesn't have anything but 6.5 Sefirot, which is the measure of a medium person. That person is drawn from the shadow of Malchut de Miftecha. Therefore, he also has only 6.5 Sefirot, like the upper Malchut, as it is written, because we were circumcised and we did not know. When we were in exile, we did not know that the continuation of the exile is because the Creator wants to put the shadow with us on the land, so that the shadow will serve with the Gal de Chochmah, and he's right on the Vak de Chochmah of Chassadim. And had we known that, we would have been able to hasten the redemption. Because day and shadow is the end of the exile. 189. Happy is one who sees the Messiah, and happy is one who did not see him. Woe unto one who is around when the great lion comes to connect to his nukva. Even more so when they connect together, when they mate, Zampin and Malchut, at the time of redemption. Of that hour it is written, a lion roared, and who will not fear? 190. To begin with, it is written, he will roar on his in exile. And at that time, when Zerampin goes to receive his mate, Malchut, then it is written, a lion roared, who will not fear? The Lord spoke, who will not prophesy? At that time, it's written, and the Lord returned you from exile. The Creator brings Knesset Israel back from exile, and the righteous returns to mate in his place. Then it is written, but the righteous will thank your name. They will sit straight facing you. Next article, from the head of Atzilut through to the resurrection. 191. For you people, owners of Chochmah and Tvuna, wisdom and intelligence, a voice calls. Who of you who has grown wise and knows that at the time when the white head, the Keter, installed the second head, Chochmah, which is inscribed from above downwards and from below upwards, he assembled the northern side, meaning the left line of Bina, with the crown of the digging of water, where it inscribed the depth of the upper abyss, the depth of Bina, which rises and ascends within it. 1 degree vanished and descended 1,500 lists and 105,000 worlds. Here, it's a general summary clarifying from the Rosh of Atzilut through to the resurrection, very succinctly. And in the beginning, Kachab Zerampin is clarified on Malchut Atzilut. When the white head, the Keter Atzilut, installed the second head, which is inscribed from above downwards and from below upwards, Chochmah Atzilut, it installed the north side, Bina Atzilut. Installed, meaning the middle line, the Bina, which corrects the lines right and left, connecting them together. And the Chochmah in the left dresses in the Chassadim of the right. Installed the northern side, the midline installed the left side, the left line, with the crown of the digging of water, to be crowned in, or to be adorned in the lake of water, with multiple Chassadim of the right line. With this correction, the midline inscribed the measure of the concealment, called depth, in Bina, which is called the upper abyss, and it corrected such that the light of the left line will illuminate from below upwards, and the right line will illuminate from above downwards into Bina. From the light of Bina descended 1 concealed degree, Zerampin. The Chochmah in it is vanishing and concealed, with 1,500 neshimot. They are Chochmah and Chesed, the Da'at, inscribed in Zerampin, and with 1,500 worlds, they are Bina and Gvuah, the Da'at, which are vanishing in it, concealed in it, and do not illuminate, seeing as they are the left of the Rosh, where the illumination of Chochmah disappears in Zerampin as it illuminates with Chesedim only, which is Chochmah and Chesed in the right of the Rosh. And it follows that the right, which is Chochmah and Chesed in Da'at, are inscribed in it and illuminate, and the left, Binah and Gvurah de Da'at, are the aspect of the vanishing worlds. And the fact that they're called 1,500, that indicates the line and a half in the Rosh, because three lines in the Rosh are called Chabad. They are 3,000, because the Sfirot in the Mochin are numbered in the thousands. And it follows that a line and a half are 1,500. And the right line and the half of the right of the middle line, Chochmah and Chesed and Da'at, are numbered 1,500. And so the left line and the half of the left of the middle line are 1,500. 192. Under Zerampin, the one animal of the field took a stroll, Malchut, and it has 10 horns, 10 lights, because one horn is a tongue of grace and light. There are eyes for the beast, as the eyes of people, and Chokhmah is called eyes, and Malchut is the face of a man. Chokhmah illuminates only in it. Therefore, the eyes of people are ascribed to it, and the mouth that speaks wonders, imparting mochin de gadlut, because speech is bestowal. When it rises, it goes at night and is concealed at night. When it descends, it is concealed in the day and walks at night. And when it travels, it holds in its hand four fans, and they go with her 60 tribes of fire, each one with a toothed sword on his thigh. Hidden Chochmah in Zerampin, in which there are 1,500 worlds, and the place of the revelation of Chochmah is in Malchut. Because of that, there are 3 degrees in Malchut. One, the Malchut that rises, mating with Zerampin, included in it. Then, from that aspect, it travels and walks and bestows during the day, and at night it is concealed, does not bestow. Two, Malchut descends to her own authority, concealed on the day and walking at night. Her own aspect is Chochmah, and during the day, it is included with Zivug, the Zerampin, and imparts only Chesedim, which is the degree of Zerampin, and her own aspect, Chochmah, is revealed only at night, as it is written, and she rose as it was still night. Three, Malchut travels the three lines, receiving from Zerampin one after the other in three places. Then Chochmah is described or is revealed with harsh judgments because of the judgments which are discovered with Chochmah, and it shakes four fans that it holds with her hands, which are Chugtum in it. And with it travels 60 tribes of fire, Chagat Nehi, which are included in the left line, each one included of ten, they are 60. As it is written, here is his bed, 60 heroes around her, man with his sword on his thigh and afraid during the night, and each sword is toothed on his thigh. 60 tribes of fire are 60 heroes guarding the the bed of Solomon. Malchut is called bed, and they guard it at the time of the illumination of Chochmah, where the external ones, so that the external ones cannot suckle from it. A toothed sword, those are the harsh judgments on his thigh, Yesod, because from there they come and are revealed. 193. It was his will to emanate a person, to create a person which will be the ruler below. And he created in that one animal, which is Malchut, thin ash, included of all of the Sfirot. And it blew it, and it spread to the four winds of the world. It spread to the body, and four pieces of the body rolled, one above, Netzach, one below, Hod, which are the feet, the legs, termed Netzach and Hod, one to the north, the left hand, Gvura, and one to the south, right hand, Chesed. Thin dust, thin ash, that is Malchut, which is mitigated with Binah very much, so much so that Malchut, which is called Ash, is not grasped and is considered entirely Bina. And because of that, it is thin ash. Because of that, as it is written, the Creator made man from the ash of the earth. Earth is Bina, which is called Edom. Ash is Malchut. 194. One great tree, and strong, the tree of life, Zampin, connected and mated with one nice branch, Malchut, and his image is the happiness of everyone, as it is written, beautiful to look at and pleasant to all the land. He mated with it, and they extended, they emanated one hidden spirit, and he filled it with ash. And that person then rose to his feet, and he crowned him king over the entire world, crowning him over everything, as it is written, crowned by the acts of your hands, deeds of your hands. He was commanded regarding that tree, Etzadat, the tree of knowledge, not to eat of it, and he did not observe that commandment. And the king returned the spirit of the man back to him, and that animal, Malchut, took the spirit from the person. 195. Then Zeampin and Malchut prepared another vessel, another body, and the Adam rose between them in the connection of Nefesh Ruach, inscribed between the holy angels, which united in the depiction of the crowns of the angels. Prior to the sin, he had Naran of Atzilut and Guf from the aspect of Briah, and after the sin, he was given a different body from this world and Naran from the holy angels.
196. The generations following them were found guilty of their sin against the tree of knowledge, and as a result they became mortal. At the end, their spirit will be taken out of their kli of reception, and the garment, the body, and the body will become dead, and then it will be buried in the dust between the clods of the valley, in the grave. As it is written, let him rest in peace. And all the dead were hidden and buried in one very strong essence, remaining from this vessel, kli, it's called a bone of pockets, which does not decompose in the grave, and is also called Bethel Arami, from which they were erected at the beginning. And in the future, the Creator will knead this former dust of the very kli, the body preceding the violation of the tree of knowledge, and knead it into dough of the finest flour, like the yeast contained within. A perfect kli will be installed and straightened from this process, symbolizing the highest purity. As it is written, the source will come out of the temple of the Creator and give the valley of Shittim water, because this valley multiplies love in the world. And when this holy source, this fountain, comes out and enters the valley of Shittim, it will be established and straightened, and it will not spoil, just as in the beginning. Initially, the body, the goof of man, was created from the world of Biryah, from the quality of Bina, and despite the fact that it is written, and the Creator created the man with from the dust of the earth, where dust means Malchut, and it is written from the earth, which is, and the land is the quality of Bina called Ed. In other words, it is Malchut of the world of Biryah, and this Malchut is the same as Bina, and the dust is elusive and concealed. Therefore it is written, he brought in this beast that is Malchut from the smallest of dust, which was so small that it was concealed, and therefore the body was eternal, and therefore it has nothing to hold on to. But after he sinned from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, he fell from his degree and received a body, a goof from this world, and derived from the quality of Malchut called the tree of knowledge of good and evil, for the reason that there is two points, the manula and the miftecha. And the manula, the lock, is a quality of Malchut of the measure of din, judgment, and is not mitigated in Bina. And the first cut from the screen, it remains, and so it is to receive them the upper light. And miftecha, the key, is Malchut, mixed with Bina and mitigated in it, which deserves to receive all the upper lights as well as Bina. And Malchut is built from these two points, as well as the goof of Adam, of man. And if a person receives and it conceals the manula, the point of Manula and the Miftecha, and the point of Miftecha prevails in Malchut, and then a person becomes worthy to receive all the upper light according to his degree. But if a person is not worthy, then the Manula is revealed, and it is revealed that it is the diminished Malchut, and all the lights are removed from the person. This is why this Malchut is called a tree of knowledge of good and evil, because it is rewarded and is called good, and if it is not merited, then it is evil. Therefore, after eating from the tree of knowledge, they fell to the degree of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And Adam and those who came after him became mortal. Because the guf descended into the quality of malchut, of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and this is the kelim of the miftecha that receives from this malchut, and they descend from her seven sfirot, of which consist of 10. These 70 sfirot from which descend 70 years of man. And at the end of Malchut, the Manula point awakens. And therefore, when this point awakens above man, immediately the light of life departs from him, and he dies. Therefore, a man is forced to die after 70 years, when it is time to reveal the point of Manula. However, if a person is not merited, Manula is revealed above him, even before he has completed his 70 years, as it is written, the destruction and death in the power of heaven. And he was told about this tree, the tree of knowledge, not to eat from it. And he did not keep this commandment. And a king brought down to him the spirit of Adam. That is, the creator took away from him the spirit of the world of Atzilut. Then Zeranpin and Malchut prepared another kli, another vessel, a body from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, in which the klipot are within it, and therefore are there. And therefore, if he is merited, then he is called good, and if he is not merited, then he is evil, and he is forced to die. Then Zeranpin and Malchut prepared another kli, meaning another kli, another guf, a person that stands between them in the nefesh ruach, which are between the angels. And instead of the ruach of the world of Yitzilut, he was given the ruach of the place of angels of the world of Yetzirah. And all the generations after him that came from him were found guilty of the sin of Adam and Eve, because since they are their offspring, they also received a body from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and they also became mortal, since so that their spirit will depart from them and they will die. And then within the dust is stored the valley, and they're buried in the grave. And it is known that all those bones decompose in the grave except for one strong bone, which is called luz, or betel rami, which cannot tolerate the taste of food, because this bone belongs to the manuna, the root of which is hidden in malchut for all 70 years, and therefore it cannot eat food, it can't be nourished, nor is it worthy of receiving nourishment, since it refers to the malchut which does not receive the upper light. Therefore, all the bones that belong to the miftecha and receive nourishment from malchut at the time of their death, reveal that they were not worthy of being nourished. And they have a clinging to the klipot, and they should decompose, while this bone, which was always in the quality of manula, did not receive any nourishment from Malchut, the klipot have nothing to cling to, and therefore it does not decompose in the grave. And all the dead were hidden and concealed, as they were buried in the grave. And one very strong essence left from that kli, it's called a bone of the pockets from which they were erected at the beginning, and they will rise up behind the camp after any correction, after Malchut will be corrected in the first restriction, and it will be worthy of receiving light on its own merit, the quality of Manula. And all the bodies that had died in the opening of the Manula will rise for rebirth, since now the Manula will be worthy to receive light. And in the beginning, at the moment when they rose to be reborn, the whole body will receive a structure of kilim of Manula, since it will then become worthy to receive the upper light as well as the kilim of Bina. However, at that same time, the extension of holiness from Bina is necessary, and they shall awaken again in the land of Israel, since they are required in that last appearance of holiness. And they receive wholeness from Bina. The rebirth consists in the fact that the Creator will need the firstborn ashes of man, namely that body that died, the structure emanating from the essence of Manula, remaining from the body, the goof, and place in it a very fine flower, which will bring into it the screen of the upper Bina, which will serve as the structure of the body in order to strengthen it and complete it, like the yeast contained within the dough. And this happens in the land of Israel. And from this process of Bina, symbolizing the purity of the upper Bina, meaning the perfect Kheli, and it will be established and straightened, and it will receive its final correction. And in the future, the dead will have to stand up and then be healed and be perfect in everything. And then, as it is written, on this day, the Creator will be one and His name one. After the final correction, the Manula receives all of its corrections. However, because the Manula is a great desire to receive, which was in Manula, the first restriction, and after the correction, it still contains the desire to receive from where all of the flaws of the body arise. And in the future, the Creator will knead this fine dust into that kli, with all the sins that were in the first body due to the power of the desire to receive, because the Manula is the essence of this desire. And then the kneading of the dough with the finest flour into it, which is Bina, and from this process symbolizing the highest upper purity, will be instilled and straightened into the perfect kli, and it will have and it will be without flaws, as they will be remedied. It is written, and a source will come out of the temple of the Creator, and that is from Bina, and give to the valley of Shittim. It will give water to the valley of the Shittim, and those bodies arose from rebirth with all their vices, and did not heal them before that rebirth, because the valley multiplies the love in the world, because this desire to receive multiplies the closeness that is in the pleasure that is in closeness, since the measure of pleasure corresponds to the measure of the desire to receive. However, it is necessary to correct it so that it is limited to the receiving for the sake of bestowal. And this is done by the lights of Bina, called the process of the fine flower. And then, when this sacred holy spring that will be illuminated by Bina will be released and will go down into the valley of Shittim, then it will instill in it and will recover, and it will not remain in its flawed state, the same as at the beginning, because the desire to receive will be established and corrected so that there is a desire, a form of working in the sake of bestowal, and then the desire to receive will not remain in its flawed state, and at that, as it was in the beginning, and thereby it will be remedied from all the flaws. 198. And those who do not stand up to appear at the Deen of the Upper King, it is written, and many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth will be awakened, some for eternal life, and others for eternal shame. And then it says, then it's written, for as the heavens are new and the earth is new, which I will create, they will be standing strong before me, the word of the Creator as seeds that will be strengthened.
Questions, please? Yes.
Alex from Dimona is asking, what does it mean to give an exertion during the study, and how to be in that same exertion at every moment throughout the day without giving ourselves the ability to fall into the intellect of this world?
Bar Sulam and Rabash write that at one time one wishes to know his Maker. A different time he wants to know the actions or the commandments. Each time a person yearns for something else. And so he explains that the best thing is to know the commandments of the Creator. One who knows the commands of the Creator, the will of the Creator, then to know the commandments of the Creator, if he knows them and wants to observe them, by that he corrects himself.
But regardless, each time as we read the Zohar, we have different thoughts, different inclinations. At one time, I want to specifically understand the intellect in this, and the emotional side doesn't speak to me. And other times, it's the opposite. So, a person only studies where his heart wants to study, out of the desire he has. Yes.
So he needs to direct his desire to.
Towards whatever it is of the Torah that his heart is drawn to. Yes.
So, Alexander from Russia is asking, why do I need to be interested in advancing the group more than my own advancement?
One does not advance except in the group. If one thinks of himself, he can just sit and think of whatever he wants. And think about ballet, dancing, ballet. Something that's... I don't even know what to say. What is about himself? About my soul. The Torah is meant to promote the person and assist him on his spiritual path. Only that. And if accordingly, all sorts of things, parameters change in this world, family, work, health and so on, that goes along with that, some change. But that's not what the Torah means. The Torah is meant to promote a person towards equivalence of form with the Creator. So if he thinks about that goal, that this is what the Torah delivers, and he needs to see the way he is in the ten, because there is no other way to come closer to the Creator. Only the extent to which he is in a well-bonded ten, and to the extent that he creates that bond in the ten, because it is all only in respect to him. Right? Yes. You want to say something?
No.
Yes, go ahead.
From Baal HaSulam, before the work of the Creator, Israel and the Creator and Torah on one are seen as three discernments, and sometimes he wants to complete his soul back to its root. That is the quality of Israel. And sometimes he wants to understand through the quality of the Creator, and then within the Torah, within the laws of the Torah, and it would say how to work. And if one who does not know the mitzvot of the Creator, and how can he work? That is the quality of the Torah. And sometimes he's yearning to reach the Creator, to be in complete revelation. And that's what he's yearning for most.
And this is according to the desires which are disclosed, because that's what the Creator arranged for him.
And he's not sorry for that yearning for the Torah or for the bringing its soul back to its root like it was before its clothing in the body. That's why the one who walks on the true path to the work, serving the true Creator, he needs to check with himself. He's working on those three lines truly. Because the end of the initial thought is the end of the work. Because there's nothing more than the second discernment or third discernment. It's only through that true way. And understand this.
But it's very difficult for us. This and that and this all together and equally. How can I calibrate all of that? And then?
And that you need to grasp onto goal to reach the commandments. And whoever doesn't know the mitzvot and the commandments of the Creator, which are the secrets of the Torah, how can he work? That he's promising that the middle line for those.
I want to know the correct path of advancement and to apply it. That's very simple. Yes.
And that's the secret of opening that one opening as the head of a needle, and I'll open towards you, which are the revelations of where it will all come from. That is the meaning of this needle's head, the eye of the needle, is that place a thread to sew the work, and that you'll yearn for this work, the commandments of the Creator for the work, and then for you will be opened an opening like the eye of a needle of the world, and that is written in the verse that I'm living in the world and see the glory of the Creator throughout the world.
Amen. Let's continue.
So we'll continue with the portion of Ekev, the intention of the blessing. One. And you shall eat and be satisfied and bless the Lord your God. This commandment is to bless the Creator for all that one has eaten and drank and enjoyed in this world. And if he does not bless, he is called a thief from the Creator. The verse, he who robs his father or his mother relates to the Creator. It is so because the blessings that a person blesses the Creator with come to extend life from the source of life, Bina, to the holy name of the Creator, and to bestow upon him from that upper oil the abundance of Chokhmah. From there it comes to be extended throughout the world. 2. It is written, and you shall eat and be satisfied and bless the Lord your God. By these blessings, through these words, a person imparts abundance from that upper source, Bina. And all the degrees and sources of the Anpinun Malchut are blessed and filled with abundance to give to the whole world and are all blessed together. 3. Hence, one should place one's will in the blessings, so that the patriarchs Chagat de Zeampin and the sons Nehi de Zeampin will all be blessed together. One who blesses the Creator is blessed and takes his share of these blessings, initially for the whole world below. Because the name of the Creator is blessed from there, the first part of these blessings descends and stays over the head of the one who blesses, as it is written, in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come to you and bless you. And after that blessing comes and stays over the head of the one who blesses, it spreads from there to the entire world. 4. When these blessings come down, they crown inside the field of holy apples, Malchut. In them, they meet several degrees of appointees over the world and come down with them. They say and declare, this is the gift that so-and-so sent to the Creator. From which place do the blessings come from? From the head of a righteous one, Yesod de Zeampin, to which the blessings rise first, awakening other blessings to come down from above. And he is filled from the ones that come down from above and from the ones that rise from below, as it is written, blessings are on the head of the righteous. When that degree is filled, it imparts upon the bride, Malchut. And from there, they flow and extend downwards. 5. When these blessings rise from below, there is not a single door or a single appointee above who does not open all of those doors. It is declared and stated in all those firmaments, this is the gift that so-and-so has sent to the king. It is a full gift, as it should be. And what is a full blessing? It is a blessing that was replied to with the word Amen. For any blessing on which it was said Amen is a full blessing, as it should be. 6. And when this blessing rises, all the degrees above are summoned to that light that does not shine to Malchut, to illuminate in her. It is all the more so if it is a blessing that many have blessed and crown it with holy crowns through the reply Amen. Amen is the ties in every unification and kedusha or holiness in one's maker and one's master, crowning a blessing with superior crowns as it should be. 7. The Creator desires those who bless him, and his desire is for the blessing below, because that blessing rises and shines
for the candle that does not shine, the Malchut, strengthening her with a great force to rise up to Zampin for a Zivug. It is written about it, I will honor those who honor me, referring to those who honor the Creator. Those who despise me will be lightly esteemed, are those who do not bless the Creator and deny the blessing from their mouths. 8. The secret of secrets for those who know the wisdom of their Master, to know the secret of the blessings on the commandments of the Torah and on all the pleasures and delights of this world, is to impart blessings from above downwards. 9. Except for the blessings of prayer, which are the correction of their master, they rise from below upwards and from above downwards. When the blessings are not of prayer, they rise from below upwards until they reach inside the light that does not shine, Malchut, forcefully invoking that light which does not shine with that blessing. When the awakening rises until it reaches the upper throne, Binah, the source of all life, from which all the lights come. At that time, other blessings come out of that upper source, meet each other, and kiss one another. They come and stay over the heads of the righteous, Yesod Zerampin, to bestow below. And when they come down, the fathers, Chagat Zerampin, and the sons, Nehi Zerampin, are blessed along with all their candles, the Sfirot of Malchut. 10. The blessings are meant to invoke blessings from above downward. Blessed is the highest source, Abba Ve'ima, Upper Abba Ve'ima, who are called Chokhmah. One must aim to bestow and to extend all the candles from there, the lower degrees. It is always blessed because its waters never stop, as they are in a never-ending zivug and their abundance toward the lower ones never ceases. From there it receives the beginning called the next world, Binah, and it is called the tip of heaven. That upper tip of the Ampin is called heaven, because there is a similar tip below, which is the lower world, Malchut, who is also called blessed, corresponding to the lower ones, to give the blessings below and to awaken from below upwards by the blessings of the prayer. Here, in the rest of the blessings, it is called blessed, upper Chokhmah, upper Abba Ve'ima, which fills the place, Binah, who is called the next world for one fine one, Yesod of Chokhmah, that it instills in it. 11. The word you in the blessing begins to appear later because blessed is hidden, meaning Chokhmah Bina that are unattained to the lower ones, or by the lower ones. For this reason, it is called blessed in a hidden way, as it is a superior source that is unrevealed. But the word you is the beginning of the manifestation outwards. This is why it is called you in second person, revealed. This is the right, Chesed de Zerampin, and it is called a priest of that place, Binah. As it is written, you are a priest forever. Meaning, who is the priest for that world, Binah? It is you, the upper right, Chesed de Zerampin, for it is revealed. 12. The word Havaya, the Lord, in the blessings, is the midline of Zerampin, faith on all sides. The word our God in the blessings is the left side of Zerampin, incorporated in his right. And his right is incorporated in him. They are incorporated in one another to become one. The blessings are tied in Zerampin up to Chagat de Zerampin, and since these Chagat de Zerampin have been blessed, all who are blessed, all who are below, are blessed. 13. Once Chagat de Zerampin are blessed and take blessings for themselves, they all return included as one to the source, Binah, since they cannot return to that place before they have been blessed. Once they have been blessed as before, they re-enter Binah to take more of other blessings to give below. But before they are blessed, they do not enter and do not return to Bina. As it is written, and none shall appear before me empty-handed. 14. When they return to Bina and enter there, that place is called a king, the word king in the blessing, since Bina is called a king only when these Chagat the Zerampin approach him and are blessed. The king is called a king when his ministers come to him, when they are rich and have all that they need without any lack, then he is a king. A king below is Malchut, when the Sefirot de Zerampin crown her sufficiently with holy crowns. Here, in the blessing that is called a king, who is the king? It is the world that sanctified us and commanded us, Bina. And because it is a world that is not revealed to the outside and it is sealed, he is called so in a hidden way, a hidden tongue, sanctified us and commanded us. And not in second person, sanctified us and commanded us, spelled differently in Hebrew. Hence, he is called only in a hidden manner. 15. The world, which is right, chesed, is called you. Hence, a priest bows his head down to that place, you, in each and every blessing of the 18 prayer, when he bows at the beginning of the blessing and at the end of the blessing. When the lower world, Malchut, is tied to the right, Chesed, and clings to it, it is called blessed, from below upwards. Yet, it is not called blessed, except in the source to which it clung, Chesed, into which he entered, and which he filled when Malchut is called blessed. You, in the blessing, is a priest, Chesed, to cling to the Creator. This is why a person kneels in the blessing, Malchut, because he is the world that is bowed down above. This is the difference between blessed in the prayer and the blessed in other prayers. Blessed in other prayer, in other blessings is in Chub, and blessed in the prayer is in Malchut, and all is to bestow blessings for all the worlds. 16. In the word, blessed, in the 18 prayer, a person kneels and bows his head in the you, because the you is called head. Hence, he takes part in the head, and he is always a head. Hence, the kneeling in blessed, and the bowing of the head in you. The priest, wherever he reads you, he bows during the prayer. And once the king bows his head in the beginning of the 18 prayer, he does not straighten it until he concludes the prayer, since the Creator said to the moon, "Go and diminish yourself." And the moon, Malchut, has not yet straightened from that diminution. The king is regarded as Malchut, hence he bows his head and does not straighten. For this reason, the blessing that a person blesses the Creator with awakens to bestow upon the Creator blessings from above to all the worlds. Happy are Israel in this world and in the next world.
Yeah, to the point, please.
What does it mean to annul oneself to the light of the Zohar?
Only to expect it to bestow the influence by us being connecting and all of us expecting it together. All right? Okay. Now we're entering a very important article. Article Visions of the Ladder. 1. Each pleasure that a person enjoys from the Creator, if he blesses for it, he raises that pleasure with the aim of the blessing for man to Malchut. By that, Zerampin and Malchut rise to Bina, where they receive Mochin and Kelim, from which the abundance comes down to all the worlds, and for which the Creator delights the man. Thus, if a person enjoyed and did not bless, he is robbing the Creator. As it is written, he who robs his father or his mother, his father being Zeranpin and his mother being Malchut, since the souls are offspring of Zeranpin and Malchut. 2. It is known that Gadlut and Zivug Zon are only during the prayer. When not in prayer, their Zivug ceases and they return to Katnut, to Vak. Hence, with each blessing, we must extend Gadlut to Zon once more. The place of extension is from upper Abba and Ima, because they are always in Gadlut and Panim be Panim, face to face. And their Zivug never ceases, because they do not need to lower Malchut from Bina, since they desire mercy, Hachamim. They are regarded as never having left Rosh Arichanpin. But below them, even in Yesut, their Zivug ceases. However, our blessings do not rise to Abba and Ima, because they are above our attainment. Our ascents are only up to Malchut, because our souls are offshoots of Malchut. Yet, once the blessings rise up to Malchut, Malchut and Zeranpin strengthen as a result, and rise up to the Zivug of Abba and Ima and Yesut, through the Da'at that unites Abba and Ima and Yesut, which are Chokhmah and Bina. This is so because that blessing rises and shines to the candle that does not shine, Malchut. The blessing strengthens her to rise up with Zeranpin for a Zivug with Abba and Ima and Yesut, to receive Gadlut of Kelim and Mochin from there. And when that blessing rises, all the degrees are summoned to that light that does not shine, Malchut, to shine in her, since Malchut rises to them with Zeranpin, receives Kelim and Mochin, and mates with Zeranpin. 3. The ascent of the blessing to Malchut is as explained about the ascent of the prayer. First, the blessings cling to Bina and tomb of Malchut that fell into this world, where the one who blesses is found. Then they need to aim in the name Membet of the ascent, which is the lowering of Malchut from the place of Bina in all the degrees. Then the upper half of the Paltzuf that remained in each degree, Kaf Chet and half of Bina, raises. Keter Chokhmah and half of Bina raises to it the degree of the degree that fell from it to the degree of the one below it, half of Bina and Tum, and the one below her rises along with her. By that the blessing that was attached to Bina and Tum of Malchut of Asiya that fell into this world reunites with Ketel and Chokhmah and half of Bina of Malchut of Asiya to the same degree, taking with them the blessing to the place of Malchut of Asiya. Also, Bina and Tum of Yesod of Asiya that fell to the degree of Malchut of Asiya return to their degree in Yesod of Asiya, taking with them the blessing from Malchut of Asiya to the place of Yesod of Asiya, until the blessings rise to Malchut of Atzilut and becomes a man there. 4. We could ask, but the lowering of Malchut from Bina begins with the highest Paltzuf of all, and from there the illumination comes to the next degree, from above downwards. Thus, how can a blessing or the prayer that is attached to the bottom of the degrees in Bina and Tum of Malchut of Asiya that fell into this world rise higher than Malchut of Asiya? After all, once they came to Malchut of Asiya, Bina and Tum of Yesod of Asiya have already risen before and are not there. So how does the prayer rise from Malchut to Yesod? The lowering of the bottom hay from day 9 begins with Paltzuf Nikudot of Sag, where the ascent of Malchut was rooted in Bina for the first time. Since the illumination of the three Patsufim, Galgalta, Ab, Sag of Ak, in which there was no issue of the ascent of Malchut in Bina. This is the name of the 42 letters. And since this illumination awakened above, Malchut promptly descends from all the degrees at once. Hence it can be said that it was done from above to below. However, it can also be said that it was done from below to above. Moreover, there is no absence in the spiritual and any change is only an addition to the first form, and the operation acts on all the sides, from above to below and from below to above. 5. The root of the name Membet, 42 letters, is in the first three Patsufim Ak, Galgalta, Ab, Sag. After the elicitation of each Patsuf, its lights from the pay down departed and the bottom Patsuf filled him with his lights. Thus, once the lights of Patsuf Galgalta of Ak departed, Patsuf Ab of Ak came out and filled him with his lights. And after the departure of the lights of Ab of Ak, Patsuf Sag of Ak came out and filled him with his lights. Therefore, it is considered that Patsuf Galgalta of Ak is the four letters of simple Havaya. Patsuf Ab is considered full Havaya, with 10 letters, Yud, K, Vav, K. Because it filled Patsuf Galgalta of Ak. And Patsuf Sag is considered Havaya with filling of filling, having 28 letters, Yud, Vav, Dalet, He, Yud, Vav, Aleph, Vav, He, Yud. This is so because Patsuf Sag filled with Ab, which is itself a filling of Galgalta. Thus, it is the filling of the filling. Thus, there are four letters Havaya in Galgalta here. 10 letters in Ab, and 28 letters in Sag. Together, they are 42 letters. These three Patsufim are Kechab of Ak. And there was still no ascent of Malchut to Bina in those three, since the ascent of Malchut to Bina begins from the second Patsuf of Sag of Ak, called Nikudot of Sag. Hence, if we wish to lower from Malchut, from Bina, we must extend the light from these first three Patsufim of Ak, in which this ascent is absent. And from their illumination we lower the Malchut from Bina of all the degrees. 6. There are also three Prinot, discernments, in Galgalta Ab Sag of Ak, in three Sfirot, Kachab of all the degrees, which are Kachab of Ak, since the upper forces must be in the lower ones. Hence, in all the degrees, Ketel is regarded as simple Havaya of four letters. Chochma has Havaya with a filling, 10 letters, and Bina as Havaya with filling of filling, 28 letters. Together they are 42 letters in the Kachab of each degree. You also know that half the degree that remains in Bina after the ascent of Malchut in Bina is Ketel Chochma and Gal of Bina, which are upper Abba and Ima, since there is no Masach governing the upper half of Bina. Even though they are half of Bina, we regard them as a whole Patsuf. Hence, the three Sfirot Kachab remain in the degree where the ascent of Malchut to Bina does not harm them at all, and only the bottom half of Bina and Tum are blemished by the ascent of Malchut to Bina and fall to the degree below them. Thus, the Kachab of each degree are equal to Galgalta Ab Sag of Ak, which are the first 42 in the worlds. 7. Each Prina receives from its corresponding Prina in the upper one. Hence, when we aim to lower Malchut from Bina in each degree, we extend the illumination of the 42 letters from Galgalta Ab Sag of Ak, in whom there is no ascent of Malchut to Bina. This is why their degrees are not divided into all 42 letters of the halves of degrees that remain in degree. And then Malchut descends from the place of their Bina, and all the halves of degrees that fell down reunite with the upper halves. Thus, the upper halves are complemented with 10 Sfirot like Galgalta Ab Sag Afak. Thus thoroughly explains the name of the 42 letters, and how we raise through it each prayer and every blessing to our root, which is Malchut of Atzilut. Eight. Similarly, when the blessings rise to Malchut of Atzilut, Zeranpin and Malchut of Atzilut rise along with Bina and Tum of Yesut in them. When Yesut return to Upper Abba and Ima, it is known that Bina and Tum in the lower one that return to their degree become a left line to the Kachub that remained in the degree. It is also known that Abba and Ima, Yesut, are the 10 Sfirot of Bina that were divided due to the ascent of Malchut to Bina of those 10 Sfirot, becoming Kachab of Bina to Abba and Ima. Also, Bina and Tum of Bina become Yesut. Thus, after Malchut and Bina of Abba and Ima came down, Yesut, which are Bina and Tum of Abba and Ima, return to the degree of Abba and Ima and become the left line to Abba and Ima there. Also, Zon, that are attached to Bina and Tum of Yesut, which rose with Yesut, become the middle line there, which is that uniting the two lines, right and left, which are Abba and Ima and Yesut, into one Hitkalelut, mingling, which is the Zivug, the mate. Subsequently, Yesut comes down to their place, and they too raise their Bina and Tum, in whom Zon are included. Thus, their Bina and Tum become the left line of Kachab that remained in them. At that time, a dispute occurs between the right and left lines in Yesut, and they cannot shine. Then, through the Masach of Herik in Zeranpin, the two lines, right and left, unite into one. Their illumination is fully completed, and those three lines together become Chabad of Yesut. And since those Chabad came out through Zeranpin, Zeranpin was rewarded with them as well. Since the lower one too is rewarded with the full measure of the light that it causes in the upper one. Hence, three come out of one, where Chabad of Yesut come out of Zeranpin. And one is rewarded with all three. Zeranpin is in Chabad as well. 9. Indeed, when we say that during the descent of Malchut from Bina, each upper one, meaning Kachab, that remained in the degree, raises the Bina and Tum that fell from it, along with the degree of the lower one that is attached to those Bina and Tum. However, we should know that this does not mean that it raises to it the entire 10 Sfirot of the bottom Paltzuf, but only Kachab of the lower one, excluding Bina and Tum of the lower one. This is so because the ascent of the lower one to the upper one is because Bina and Tum of the upper one fell into it, and were attached into a single degree with the lower one at the time of their fall. Hence, upon their return to degree, they take the lower one, who is attached to them, along with them, and when Malchut rises to Bina and drops all the bottom halves of the degrees from their degree, it is done in all the degrees at once. It follows that when Bina and Tum of the upper one fall to the lower one, there are only three Kelim Kachab in the degree of the lower one, since his Bina and Tum fell to the degree below it too. Thus, upon their fall, Bina and Tum of the upper one were attached only to Kachab of the lower one. They have no contact with Bina and Tum of the lower one, since they have already fallen from the lower one and are at the bottom of the bottom one. Thus, when Bina and Tum of the Upper One return to their degree, they raise only the Kahab of the Lower One that are attached to them, with them, and not at all the Bina and Tum of the Lower One. In Ziranpin, Kahab descended into Chagat, and Bina and Tum into Nehi. Thus, Bina and Tum of his suit that fell into Ziranpin clung only to his Chagat, which are considered Kahab that remained in his degree at that time, and not in his Nehi, which are Bina and Tum that fell from him into degree of Malchut, and are not in him. Hence, when Bina and Tum of Yesut return to Yesut, they raise with them only Chagat of Ziranpin, and not Nehi of Ziranpin. 10. Therefore, the Lower One receives all the Mochin that causes in the Upper One. And because three come out of one, one is rewarded with all three. Yet, even so, Ziranpin does not take these Mochin now that he is in the place of Yesut, since the entire Paltzu of Ziranpin is not there, only his Kahab, meaning only Chagat. His Nehi are not there. And one who lacks Nehi of Kilim lacks Gar of lights, because they have no Kilim in which to clothe them. Hence, now he cannot receive the Chabad of light that came out through him in Yesut. Rather, he receives only the illumination of Kilim, descending from Yesut to his place, lowering the Malchut from his Bina, and raising to him the Bina and Tum that fell from him, meaning the Nehi. At that time, Chagat Nehi bond in him into a single Paltzuf, and he returns to Yesut once more, receiving there the Mochin of Chabad that he had left there. Then Kelim of Chagat become Chabad once more, Kelim of Nehi become Chagat, and new Nehi come out for him. At that time, he comes down from Yesut once more with complete Mochin of Chabad. This clarifies that Ziranpin receives the Mochin in Yesut only through two ascents. In the first ascent, he receives from Yesut only the illumination of Vak, as he lacks the Kelim of Nehi. In the second ascent, he receives complete Mochin. 11. The blessings that a person blesses the Creator come to extend life from the source of Bina, source of life, Bina. In other words, illumination of Vak extends in the first ascent to empty upon him from that upper oil, the abundance of Chokhmah. Illumination of Gal through the second ascent and all the degrees and sources of Ziranpin and Malchut in the first ascent are blessed and are filled with abundance to empty out to all the worlds. Then the fathers, Chagat of Ziranpin, and the sons, Nehi of Ziranpin, are all blessed together in the second ascent when the Kelim of the fathers and the sons, Chagat and Nehi of Ziranpin, have joined into a single body. For this reason, they can receive the Mochin of Chabad to be blessed as one. 12. When these blessings rise from below, there is not a single door above, nor an appointee above who does not open all those gates. Since the masachim, the screens, that separate between the halves of the degrees, between Kahab and Bina and Tum of each degree, are considered doors, openings. Without them, it would not be possible for the lower one to rise to the upper one, since the whole ascent of the lower one to the upper one is only because of the Bina and Tum of the upper one that fell to the lower one and clung to him. For this reason, when they return to their degree in the upper one, they take the lower one along with them. And since that fall is done through the Masach, which is the connection of Malchut in Bina, and the ascent of Bina and Zon is done by fissuring the Masach, through the descent of Malchut from Bina, the Masach is considered a door, because when it fissures, the lower one rises to the upper one through there. Thus, If the one who blesses aims in the blessing, in the word blessed, to extend the name of the 42 letters, the Masachim open and fissure, meaning the doors in each degree to rise the lower one to the upper one. At that time, the blessing rises from Bina and Tum at the end of the degrees, through doors of all the degrees, until it arrives in Malchut HaFetzilut. Since they all open, and the blessings rises through them, until it arrives in Malchut HaFetzilut. 13. Now we will explain the order of the intention of the blessing in the blessings that are not prayer. The blessing of the mitzvot and the blessing for enjoyment rise from below upward, from this world and above, until they arrive inside the light that does not shine. Malchut, evoking that light that does not shine through that blessing. Through the illumination of the 42 letters. It raises the blessing through Malchut, which is called light that does not shine. And when the blessing arrives there, Zeranpin and Malchut awaken and rise with the man of the blessing up to Bina, where Zivug of Chub is done on the Masach of Zon. At that time, other blessings come out of that upper source, Bina, and they are the Mochin that extend from Bina to Zon, Mad, connecting with the man in the blessing. They come and stay over the head of the righteous, Yesod of Zeranpin, which extend from Rosh of Zeranpin to his Yesod, who is called righteous, to impart below. He gives them to Malchut, and Malchut to the lower ones. When they come down, the fathers Chagat of Zeranpin and the sons Nehi of Zeranpin are blessed, as well as all their candles, the Sfirot of Malchut, which are the lights of fire. 14. Now he explains the meaning of the intention of the blessings on the mitzvot, the commandments, and the blessings for the enjoyment of their order. Blessed is the highest source, upper Abanima, were called Chokhmah. All the candles, meaning the lower degrees, must be aimed to empty and to extend and illuminate all the candles from there, meaning the lower degrees, since all the degrees below Abanima are in Gadlut only during prayer. But after the prayer, they return to their Katnut, when Malchut rises to Bina of each degree once more, and all the degrees return to Katnut. Excluded are upper Abanima, in whom Malchut never descends from their Bina, even during Gadlut. Hence they are always in Gadlut, and in a never-ending Zivug, to extend correction for the degrees. They must be brought to the place of Gar. This is why in Blessed we aim to raise Zon and Yesod to Abandima, from which they all receive their correction. He is always blessed, since upper Abandima are always blessed, because his waters never cease. For this reason, the correction begins from them. But how do they rise to Abandima? You already know that through the name 42 letters, Malchut descends from the Masach that separates from Abanima from Yesut. At that time, Yesut rises to Abanima and both become a single degree, where Abanima, which are Kachab of Bina, become the right hand side of the degree, and Yesut, which are Bina and Tum of Bina, become the left hand side of the degree. Also, Zeranpin rises there with Bina and Tum of Yesut with the man of the blessing and becomes that, the middle line that unites Abba, Nima and Yesut, right and left. After Yesut received the illumination of Upper and Abba and Nima through that unification, Yesut come down to their place and the two lines right and left come out in them, as well as through raising their Bina and Tum. Yet, they are disputed and cannot shine until the Zeranpin becomes their middle line, uniting the right and left of Yesut. Then they are completed and illuminate in the three lines Chabad. 15. This is why it was said that there is the beginning called the next world, Yesut. in whom the beginning of the disclosure of Mochin of Chochmah is done, since only Chassidim without Chochmah shine in upper Abba and Ima, as their Gal of Bina, and are always in a state of, for he desires mercy, chafetz chesed, not receiving chokhmah. However, in Yesut, the disclosure of chokhmah begins in his left line. Thus, a dispute is made in him, and he needs the Ranpin to unite them through his Masach of Hirik. This is why Yesut is regarded as the beginning, the top edge of heaven, and not upper Abanima. Yesut bestow upon Zeranpin, hence Yesut is considered the upper edge of heaven, because there is such an edge below, the edge that receives from heaven, Zeranpin. She is also called blessed in relation to the lower one. Hence, in Malchut 2, one should intend in the word blessed. The reason why we aim in Abba and Ima and in Malchut is that the blessing that we raise ascends only up to Malchut, where our root is found. Hence, we should aim in the word blessed in Malchut. However, Malchut too is in Katnut. That is, she too needs correction. For this reason, we raise the Malchut along with Seranpin up to upper Abba and Ima, who are always in wholeness, and hence are always able to correct everything. This is why we should intend in the word blessed in upper and Ima, Yesut, as well. Here, in the rest of the blessings, blessed means upper Chochmah, upper Abba and Ima, who fill and correct Yesut. That unites upper and Ima and Yesut with one another, where that is Ranpin that rolls there for man. Subsequently, Zeranpin descends with Yesut to their place and unites the right and left lines of Yesut, where three lines, Chabad, come out through Zeranpin. Thus, three come out of one. One is rewarded with all three, and Zeranpin too receives those three lines. 16. Now, at the elicitation of the three lines of Zeranpin from Yesut, he should aim in the word you, after which the lights of Zeranpin began to appear and come out of Yesut. Blessed is hidden, because blessed means Abba and Ima and Yesut, in which the lights are hidden from the lower ones, because Abba and Ima and Yesut are Bina, and we have no attainment in Bina, but in Zeranpin. Blessed is the upper source that is not revealed, Yesut. But you is the beginning of the emergence outwards, as it is the first light of Zeranpin that went out of Bina, which is in second person, disclosed. The right line, Chesed of Zeranpin, comes out of Yesut, meaning that it came out of the hidden place, Bina, into the revealed place, Zeranpin. 17. Havaya is the middle line that comes out of Yesut, Tiferet of Zeranpin, which is faith on all sides. This is so because the middle line unites the two sides, right and left, and the middle line must be extended from Bina to Zeranpin before they extend the left line from there, as it is forbidden to extend the left line before it joins with the right line. For this reason, first the middle line is extended, uniting right and left, then the left line is extended, since once we have drawn the middle line, the left is already included in the right, and the right in it. We draw it with the word Elokeinu, our God. Thus far, the blessings have been connecting with each other by extending three lines. However, the Mochin were still not drawn out, because extension of Mochin requires a second ascent. 18. Once Chagat of Zeranpin are blessed and take blessings for themselves, after we have drawn illumination of Vak to Zeranpin from Yesut, in the matter of three coming out of one, and one being rewarded with all three, Chagat of Zeranpin return including as one, to their source, Yesut, to receive from him the Mochin Chabad, which he left there in the first ascent due to the lack of Kelim of Nehi. Now, after he extended the kelim of Nehi, he can receive the mochin, because they cannot return to that place to receive mochin before they receive the blessings of illumination of Vak. Through these blessings, Zeranpin descends to his place and lowers the malchut from his bina to his place, elevating his bina and tum, which are Nehi, and uniting in them, thus completing his kelim. At that time, he can return to bina to receive mochin, because they have been blessed before by extending the Nehi to him, and his 10 kelim are completed, and re-enter that place, Yesut, to take other blessings, mochin of Chabad, to give them to Malchut, and Malchut to the lower ones.
שבטחים גם יחד, הנה מה טוב, שבטחים גם יחד.